Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Red Self-Existing Dragon, and it is the fourth day of the White Mirror Wave Spell, and it is the planetary moon day 11. It's really late in California, so this was one that I started 24 hours ago in anticipation of getting it ready for Red Self-Existing Dragon. And when I got to the microphone, I was just like, I need more time, because otherwise I'm just going to be sort of talking without like a solid channel. It would just be me with my ideas. So I waited another day, and I feel more connected to the wave spell. And I just feel a lot of difference than the last wave spell. And it's so notable that I don't know how to describe it in terms of white mirror. I don't think it's just personal. I don't think I'm just here being like, well, I mean, I was having a hard time and now I'm okay. I don't really think it's about astrology. I think it's just mood swings, hormones, because it really changed on white magnetic mirror. And I really feared this wave spell. But my fear of the wave spell was grounded in the fear that was stirred in me in the Red Serpent wave spell. And I did talk about that before, that the Red Serpent time is not different than Red Serpent days that I go through, but different than Red Serpent was for me, at least consciously, in the past. Red Serpent for me now is just a lot of anxiety. It's the time of experiencing anxiety. So just to be out of that for whatever, you know, whatever would come after that, it's just so nice to be not in it, not into the pervasive anxiety complex of, you know, really strong, frightened anticipation of negative outcome, while also, by the way, experiencing really negative outcomes, because that was the key element of my Red Serpent wave spells, just a lot of negative outcomes. And so again, white mirror portrays kind of a negative outcome, whether we call it human sacrifice or just sacrifice. It's a description of loss that enables us to, you know, have the thing that's beyond anything we would grasp, divinity. But I'm not really sure that I'm having that experience. I feel like that's the only experience I've known for at least, for much of this blue lunar storm year. I mean, again, I want to like rewind and tell you that before I set myself up for massive stress blindly to a degree in my usual naivete, no, it'll be amazing. Before the move that I did and then the project I've been working on, I was really, really content. So I don't really know if that's Mayan astrology, but I have one story about that, which I'd hope elicits your reflection on the blue lunar storm day that was Tuesday, right? I guess it wasn't. I guess it was Monday. So Monday was blue lunar storm, which was the galactic return, and it was the same as July 26, 2020, so the year's first day, and this year is called blue lunar storm. And so I felt that it would be possible when we came back to Blue Lunar Storm that any one of us could get a kind of a microcosmic, it would be like a reveal about the year, you know, like this condensed point of prophecy for each of us. So I had a really great morning walking the dogs on a mountain that I love, feeling more grounded, calmer, less frightened than I have in a bit, and came home and finished up verifying my floor. And just the very tiny backstory on that is that like 6 or 7 weeks ago, I hired people to redo my floors and went away for a few days so they could. And when I came home, they'd finished them, but there was cracks between every board. Like whatever they did wasn't right or effective. And it took me a really long time to face, like overcome that, that I would have to redo my floors that had just been redone so that I wouldn't have to redo them. So I did just finish redoing the floors on Blue Lunar Storm, which was not planned, but it was sort of dynamic. It means that I can like, you know, populate the house now with furnishings. But I've been really careful with my dogs that they wouldn't walk on the floor, and I went off to wash my brush. And when I came back, I had forgotten to monitor the dogs, and my fluffiest, biggest dog was lying in the middle of the living room. And that, I just completely lost it. And that was Blue Lunar Storm. You know, this like it's the year that I've lived started really positively with all of this opportunity and a lot of grace, a lot of calm, a lot of beauty for me. And then it has soured just in the place of I can't take any more physical demands on my body and stress. And that was it that day. That day was the turning point. Like I came unglued, felt really angry at my God, or not, just like exasperated, which is, you know, that's one of my responses. Like, why? What is the point? Are you kidding me? What is the lesson? How am I just a bad person? So I kind of got through the expression of that, which is a blue storm thing. And, but I just really think this blue lunar storm year is that degree of polarity where, we're really faced with like this part is really great and works in my life, and this part doesn't work well. And it may not be necessary to say in my life, because it could be relational. Like these relationships work in my life, these relationships do not. It might not be on you or on me, but it might be just, you know, not the right kind of connection to have. So it's not all insular inside each of us that we're split into two ways of being for now. It could be how we move in the world and what we encounter out there as well. That sometimes in some parts are easy, peaceful, inspiring, you know, and inspiring of gratitude. And then the parts that hurt like hell and inspire sorrow, because I really identify with if I'm not in pain, I'm super grateful. I really, really perk up and go, wow, I'm so happy to not be having a hard time. This is amazing. I'm so grateful. But when it gets really dark fast, then I don't have any strength to be like, this is also great. I get real sad. So that's my polarity story. And the blue lunar storm return is sort of behind us now. That doesn't mean that it can't be influencing us as the year continues. But as we are in the white mirror wave spell, my emphasis really as the person, you know, living it on my end is just that I love the order of it, the ordering. I have another sort of what my kids call a typical Lisa Star move, but it's another confession here that my younger daughter watches American Idol, and she mentioned that she was watching it, and I just caught a glimpse of it, and then I've become completely completely enraptured. And I know it's because I haven't seen live music in a year. And it's live music on TV, but it's kids. There are so many 16-year-olds that are not in school, I guess. They could just try out. And I'm not going to talk a lot about it, but it's all I want to talk about. It just makes me so happy. So happy. And this reminds me of, you know, one of my tenets of the White Mirror time, which is that you might feel like you're the priest enacting the ritual. You might feel like your heart is being gutted, that you're the sacrificial victim. But you also might feel like you're just watching something from the base of the pyramid where everyone else would be. That's what I feel when I watch these performances, that I'm sort of like blown away and blissed out to just be beholding, you know, to not be an active esteemed participant, but just beholding someone else's fearlessness and groundbreaking, like emotional expression through art. So that's very White Mirror. It's kind of odd. I just realized you might hear some tonal differences because I'm actually in a different bedroom. That's a real bedroom. It's not like a storage closet as I've been podcasting from. And so what I did was just bring in a giant mirror and a bed. That's my furnishings, and it was unconscious, but you can see if mirrors are showing up in your life. And you can find out who you're attracting, who you're running into, who is somehow your reflection or your perfect reflection, you know, a best friend or partner kind of person could also show up now. Like we sort of fall in love in life with those who reflect our truth, reflect our soul, our essence. So check out who's showing up in your mind or in your life. And also that whole idea that people you run into might be showing you something that you are. So I'm sort of spacing out here because I'm like, I'm not going on American Idol, but supposed to play more guitar. I did play guitar today. It was one of the things I haven't had access to. Celebrate. Okay, so that's going on. White Mirror. Just trying to, I have time to add a few more elements. What I want to say about Blue Lunar Storm, just as the day that was the second day of the White Mirror wave spell, is that this particular wave spell is one of those where the magnetic day is sort of flawless, doesn't have any shadowy element. And then the lunar day started off pretty good, as I said, and then the bottom dropped out of it for me. And that's sort of how I experienced the 1-2 of magnetic lunar. And I've talked about it for a long time. I'm sure there's more nuanced ways or more choices, but I kind of simplify it that if your magnetic day has difficulty, you know, it's unlikely that it's going to just be all horrible, but there might be a significant like switch at some point where it goes south, or it starts poorly, but maybe it improves. But there's some kind of obvious dynamic that's problematic for your heart or your mind, your soul. And then if that's the case, that you have this like trouble come up on the magnetic day, then the lunar day kind of like helps with that. You know, it helps you identify why it was hard, and that's helpful. You know, it feels, that kind of insight is calming, and knowledge is power. So the inverse can happen where you have an amazing, powerful magnetic day, and then the lunar day has to show you the hardship that is the challenge for your wave spell. I don't know if you can get through magnetic and lunar just all easy peasy. I'm going to keep my eye out for that. the wave spell where I'm like, no, magnetic day and lunar day, just really even and awesome. Because what we're looking for is polarity, difference, compare and contrast. The whole idea is shadow and light. So you can't not notice it. It's going to jump out in some way. That's what that stage of growth is for. So in terms of our year, magnetic, yes, last year was white magnetic wizard, and now we have blue lunar storm. I thought white magnetic wizard had a lot of problems. And I tolerated them because I was like, well, it's a magnetic year and it's attracting our purpose, but within our purpose is our challenges for a whole year. I did really, really love being in white wizard after the red moon, culmination of a red moon 13-year wave spell. I loved being in the enchantment, the real shamanic, mystical synchronicities, and feeling like life has sort of got this fairy tale mythology bent. So I loved that. But I can't tell you now what the circumstances were of that year, but I just felt like, okay, the new wave spell for 13 years, there's a lot going on. This year was, in my mind, maybe it would make it easier. And it did, because if you really have to isolate one thing that happened in white magnetic mirror, it's just that we dealt with Donald Trump as the president and all that entailed, you know, just the accumulated time with him became so sordid and tiresome. And then in the lunar storm year, he got washed away. So that was a really significant change that was really helpful. And it might be, I might forget that. COVID is a whole other dynamic, and I know we all lived this, so I don't have to talk about it. But those are just ideas for you to notice that magnetic and lunar years, and that's, 365 days times two, is a long time to be playing with shadow and light dynamics. And it is coming to an end, and it really will be different in the yellow electric seed year. It'll be instantaneously different. And then rather than saying, ping, it's over, that's what Mayan teaching means, we just switch channels, that's not what I'm predicting. I'm just saying that when we change tones, it's always noticeable, but we're on a continuum, and the things that we're working on that are challenging for us now have been challenging for maybe all of the time in the last almost 2 years, in and out of challenge for us. We're going to be continually and effectively working on that challenge until it's integrated and we don't find it a problem or a difficulty for us anymore. Okay, so we're in that process here in the white mirror wave spell. We're now self-existing day, overtone day. By the time we get to overtone, we're just, I think, in too much action to be plagued with ideas about difficulty, like thinking like this is hard. We start just having to be involved in the active process, whether we're overcoming a challenge that we can identify or we're just feeling like lifted past it somehow by the forces of nature that accompany us on a wave spell journey. But it definitely changes. And I won't keep talking about the white mirror time because it's going to unfold and there'll be more to notice or say next time. But I'm avoiding talking about the planetary moon because I don't have anything more to add that I have not said in recent podcasts. The dichotomy here is that we can get a lot done, or we can see sort of the end zone of what we've been trying to do all year. Like, oh, the things that started back in the magnetic lunar and then overtone, and the overtone moon really took off for us this year, are almost to the point where we can say, oh, I did it, or look how, you know, much I've done. We can notice the accumulation. We can notice the full expression of ourselves so that, leaving it all here on the field. And what we're on day 11, so we're not quite halfway. We have more time to explore this kind of rich feeling of accomplishment and of, you know, effectiveness. Look at me, I am making things happen here, either in just my life insularly or interacting with others on planet Earth, planetary. I think that's my American Idol thing, is like the people on the planet that I want to witness. You know, I'm pretty picky and selective, and I can't always find the people that I want to spend time with because we're all, we're at limited. I just am saying that when society is sort of shut down, it's hard to find people, but they're on TV and then they become your planetary people, and you can find a reflection of what I'm saying. Like, who are you discovering right now as part of your planetary experience, the one happening here, not in the stars, not your astral journey, your aspirations, that are kind of, what's your reality? You know, who's in your reality here on this planet, here on the like top layer, the crust of planet Earth, where the humans populate? Who are you drawn to? And then maybe you'd be like, I'm just way into, like, when I think of the planet, I don't think of the people. I think of, you know, the incredible natural beauty and the grandeur of, you know, the geography. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's right. Also, I would talk about it if I had done it. If I could just, I'll borrow from my friend who just sent me all these pictures of Yosemite. And I just thought, yeah, I mean, you can't take all your dogs and let them run free in Yosemite. So I'll wait a decade. But, I mean, what an incredible place. So I'm watching American Idol. She's going through Yosemite. They're both planetary experiences. Let's use hers as a reference point because I think it sounds a little more mystical. See how you're reacting or involved with the physical planet, you know, past the people. Yeah. Are you interested in rocks? Are you up on mountains? What's going on? Yeah, I told you. I don't know what to say about the planetary time. I don't know how to draw out talking about the planetary moon. I think it's a time, I'm just wondering, like, I think you can trust your relationship with God, whatever God is for you, the angels. You can trust that you're in relationship to that deity right now because you are receiving the bounty and blessing that is the response to what you are asking for in the solar moon. So it isn't like a time that's devoid of spiritual influence. It's just sort of like the spotlight's on you. In the solar moon, spotlight's on the sun, meaning our intention is to go skyward, and we're looking where we're going, and we're putting our focus on that. And now we're not going anywhere, as I keep saying. This is it. Like, no more sky gazing. We're done with that climb in terms of our 13 moon year. And so we're not looking at God, but we could portray that God is looking at us and blessing us. And what we see in our eye view about our world here on planet Earth is, you know, seeing through God's eyes ourselves and our world. I'm going to try to give an example just because I think it would be helpful. You know, I have to be honest that my little house that I sort of hate working on, it's just become that it's not very joyful, but it's really beautiful. And I think that's all a manifestation of divinity showing me what the gods want me to see. Does that make sense? I was trying to make the example, make it my storytelling more clear. So let me go back to storytelling. I think in the planetary moon, you can look at your life and see what is either shining as beloved by you or powerful, something you've created, something that you've attracted, but you can sort of say you have some inner facing with it, feels like an ownership or an attachment. I mean, just an engagement again with planetary life, whatever is popping for you. I think that that's what you've been given by God, you know, and it's an answered prayer. I'm going to take those words to heart for myself. Did you want to know? It's the house and the dogs. I spend a lot of time because I keep having so much fear about some sacrificial thing with my dogs. I spend a lot of time looking at them and being like, whoa, this is really incredible. These are an amazing gift. So you have a version of that. Okay, so I have time to talk about the future, and we're at white overtone wind by the time you hear this, and we're going to jump forward, though. I think that white overtone wind is something you probably can wrap your head around. I think you know what white wind is. Then blue night, isn't that one? I mean, it's really one of my favorite tribes, but do you know what that is? Blue rhythmic night, that'll be the sixth day, and that will be on Friday, right? And you can just play that game with yourself about if something happens on Friday that feels like you got a little richer or you got a gift that was you know, it has value, like nameable value, resale value. It's just like there's this word abundance that's attached to the Blue Knight tribe that's just, it's fun to play with. But that's not all that Blue Knight is. Blue Knight is also waking to a day that still feels like a dream. And that's why I love it. That's what I love about this tribe. I find it trippy, and I favor that way of waking. And I really love dreaming. So a day that's like the dream time that I love is really special. So that's coming up on Friday. Just to go back to Thursday, white overtone wind, I'm it's a little prejudicial, but white wind days are very talkative too. You know, they're spiritual, but the whole walk we do is spiritual. So what happens on white wind is that it's the communication through the breath of spirit, and others are going to be speaking to us with spirit speaking through them, and therefore there has to be a lot of talking, you know, in order for us to get these messages. There needs to be, especially on an overtone wind day. So look for that, and look for what you feel you must say and your opportunities to share on that day as well. And then Saturday, I jumped forward past blue rhythmic night to yellow resonant seed. And that is going to be 20 days ahead of our yellow seed wave spell that will be coming along with its 10 portal days that reflect the red serpent. So yellow resonant seed is an interesting time to feel the augury of this first instance of yellow seed that will become more broad and defined and dominate our lives when the wave spell arrives 20 days later. And then Sunday, since I'm sure my podcast will come a little later in the day you can get started, that is a red galactic serpent, remembering the red serpent wave spell. That sounds like a riot. I need to remember. I haven't forgotten yet, but maybe I can make that a theme when we next convene. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself, and in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.